Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. We've talked about taxes and tax rates this morning because ultimately it all lends itself to the conversation about how can you afford to live? How can you live your best life with here's your bills, here's your money that comes in, and what does that look like? So much of it is probably a step back and has to do with the financial planning that you've put into your life, the things, the decisions that you've made through life to set yourself up for success. And we have talked about that on our program because, again, this is a topic, one of those topics that is literally applicable to everybody. It's like health. We all should have a vested interest in our financial future, and being able to work with an expert, again, no different than healthcare, is a great way to do that. From time to time, I will see a story in the news and I think, gosh, this story is, it's hard to believe. Let's bring an expert in and talk about this and understand it. And that's why I've got my next guest joining me. Mike Spicer is a Sun Life financial planner. He's president of MKS Financial Services, actually someone that I've gotten to know through life more because of the closeness of our cabins than anything else. But I'm happy to have Mike Spicer in studio with me today. Mike, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks, Evan. It's great to be here.
And the other thing about you is you are a school teacher originally who, a couple of decades ago, made the decision, or the better part of that, to say, you know what, my calling is here. And you've had some great success in the last number of years in financial planning.
Yeah, it's been a really good journey. Teaching is an amazing profession and it gives you a lot of skills. Teaching is in my heart, and now I just changed my students from, middle school, which is an interesting area, to people close to retirement that are not necessarily knowing which direction to go. And I just provide the guidance and the knowledge that they need, and they can make the best decisions for them.
I do think it's an interesting and good fit because you are teaching. You're teaching people financial literacy, and you're helping them make decisions based on that. I mean, you and I've had many of these discussions, and that's why I called you when I saw this story, and I know you read the story as well, out of Ontario. So this is a case where a lady's father and mother both passed away in the same year, and she ended up with some kind of a horrendous $650,000 tax bill. Do you know this story, and can you explain what happened there?
Yeah. A lot of what we do is making sure that we try to minimize your taxation bill now, mm-hmm. and that'll be using some tools like RRSPs and so on. But that's really just a deferral. We're just kicking the problem down the road. And in this circumstance, yes, they had a number of items that were all deferred gains, whether it was in the RRSP and also in the cottage. And at the end, there was a tax bill of well over $600,000 that was due, because when you do pass away, everything you owned, if you don't have a spousal rollover, becomes a deemed disposition. And at that moment, that's probably when it's going to kick into the highest tax bracket that you've ever been in. Mm. To share a quick personal story, my mom passed away at 59 of cancer and didn't have a chance to really experience all of her retirement. And as a result, she wasn't wealthy beyond all means, but we wrote a check to CRA for over $60,000. Mm. And that's painful.
Sure
it is. It hurts. There's better places for that money.
And this is a topical conversation at any time, but I've talked to a lot of people who have aging parents who are moving parents into maybe assisted living and those types of things. So is there anything people can do, Mike, now while they're helping their parents with their finances? Of course, setting them up to take care of what their future looks like, but also to minimize these tax burdens that can happen after death.
Yeah, I think it starts with a good conversation. Some parents don't want to share all about their finances, but eventually they will need to. Mm-hmm. They're going to need some support in there. And then having a team of experts around you to understand what the tax implications could be. In the end, that conversation starts with what are you trying to accomplish? In most cases, we build our wealth to help ourselves first, mm-hmm. and make sure that we can take care of ourselves and our family. But eventually, especially in Saskatchewan, we see that generation takes the wealth and tries to pass it down to the next generation. And we have this wonderful scenario, whether it be the family farm or whether it's a business or even just, a government employee that has a great pension. The goal is to try and make the next generation a little bit better off than we are. And the problem is taxes seem to be getting in the way of almost everything that we do, whether it's the cost of living for daily activities and so on, or whether it's long-term financial planning, retirement. So I think having the conversation, understanding, you know, what is your financial position right now? Mm-hmm. Where would you like it to be? And that first conversation is where we take our clients on that journey.
Right.
Just to find out what they wish to have.
Right. Mike Spicer is my guest, Sun Life Financial Planner, president of MKS Financial Services. So is there actions that people can take? Like if you're sitting down with, let's say it's a young couple, I'll say in their 40s, whatever, and they're sitting down with you and they're doing their planning. Do you think about tax implications for them upon death? Is that part of the overall discussion that you're having?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what you don't know. And so educating, sharing people, finding out what is important to them, and then also letting them know how this is going to play out, not just today, but also in 10 or 15 years. So while, you know, we'll talk about the RSP, because it's coming up on RSP season, it's tax season, but really tax season is all year round.
Right.
When we look at RSPs, really we're reducing our taxes this year in anticipation that later on we'll take out money later and pay the taxes potentially at a lower tax bracket. So understanding how these tools work, and in the article, they talk about how it's just the RSP is just a horrible tool. Well, no, a chainsaw in the wrong hands is a horrible tool, but if it's being used properly, it's a great tool. And RSPs are just one of the many tools in our tool shed that we have for when we're building your financial plan that we might use. But in this circumstance, having a discussion around when do I need the money? And in this case, there was a $600,000 tax bill due upon death. Well, how do you get money, lots of money, when you pass away? Well, life insurance is one of the best vehicles that we can use and have the discussion around how it might fit in. So I would say two key things is understand the tools available, whether it's the tax-free savings accounts, the RSPs, or what we call tax-free insurance accounts, which is essentially life insurance, critical illness insurance, making sure you have money at the right time. Placing money in these buckets to be used later on and at the right time, having that conversation, understanding it, and then making an informed decision is really what it's about.
Right. Mike Spicer is my guest. MKS Financial Services. A chainsaw in the wrong hands can be a bad tool. Is that your line?
That is,
yeah. It could be a hammer,
anything.
That's going to be one of my takeaways from this conversation. So as people are thinking about, I mean, it really does come down to individual situations, right? I often will give lawyers on the show a rough time for saying, well, it depends, but I know that's probably the case in the finance because everybody's situation is so different. So it depends. What do you want to achieve? How much do you need access to the money? All of those things come into the discussions.
Yeah. And you're true. It depends is our standard go-to line. And so in that scenario, you know, I can share a quick story about one of our clients, and really they wanted to make sure that they could retire on time. And once we drew out and projected out the entire financial plan, we found out that there was going to be a surplus in retirement, which means they're not going to spend all their money. Mm-hmm. And we did everything we could to destroy the plan. Like we threw in what happens if there's long-term care, what happens if inflation is higher, what happens if you get a lower rate of return on your investments, and everything looked solid. And so that allowed them to make that informed decision to retire a little bit early. And then as we went along, and this comes back to the legacy discussion, you know, you're going to save your money and then you're going to spend what you need to spend. And then the rest is either going to be given away either to taxes or to your family or to charities. And really there's three beneficiaries. And so you have to decide which two you want to focus on. And so in that circumstance, we took it back and said, you have more money than what you plan on spending. So it's going to go likely to your children. And so you can either give it with warm hands or cold hands. And so we created a plan where they're going on regular vacations to create memories while they're alive. Instead of giving them a large amount at the end, they're giving an amount at the end. But there's also those memories that the family can take with them forever.
There must be a real sense of satisfaction for you doing financial planning when you are helping people like build family, right? Everything I'm listening to you talk about, it lends itself to enhancing the life of not just the people, your customers, but their families as well.
Yeah, we're really close with the people that we work with. And not only do we work with the first generation or second generation, we've got multiple generations in our office. So that means, you know, grandparents passing wealth on to their adult children who are now working with, you know, 20-year-olds and getting the first home savings account set up or their tax-free savings accounts or just getting into the workforce. But the idea is to understand that that family wealth that you might be creating, we take the view that it's not necessarily your wealth to spend, but it's your wealth to be a steward of and pass it on.
Mm.
And farmers have it. They've done things really well. They say, you know, go and farm the land, live off the land, but don't sell the land, pass the land on. And so if we can think about other people's finances in the same way, where it's, you know, the wealth that you may receive, you're a steward and you need to make sure that you pass it on and the next generation is well off
right.
as well.
I want to talk a little bit about interest rates and how they impact the industry and just about kind of the current climate that we're in right now and how does nervousness from a political standpoint impact the decisions people are making. We need to take a break, but we will be back with Mike Spicer, Sun Life Financial Planner, President of MKS Financial Services here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I don't know if I could talk financial planning with an expert like yourself. Mike Spicer is joining me without getting a question about when it's the right time to take CPP. I have a text here. Paul in Regina, is it wise to draw CPP at age 60? Is there a right or wrong answer to that?
Paul, it depends. There you go. If I can give you a quick idea, it depends on when you think you're going to pass away. That's true.
That's a tough one.
It comes down to. Right. If you have a shorter life expectancy, then let's talk about whether you should take it at 60. If you have longevity, let's talk about taking it later.
Okay. Interest rates. How do things like interest rates affect your job? We talk about it here in terms of bank loans. We come at it from a variety of different angles, but in the investment industry and in financial planning, is it a big thing?
Well, when you talk about interest rates, I think let's flip it around and say, let's talk about the rate of return. Because the rate of return doesn't have to be tied to an interest rate.
Right.
So with that, there are investment vehicles out there that are lower risk, that have better returns. But most importantly, what is your after-tax rate of return? Because GICs in a non-registered account is probably one of your least tax-effective ways of getting your income. Right. Dividends and capital gains are much more attractive to you.